So you made £157,000 from being sucked off by a bloke in a video?
Yes.
And you're straight?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. And I loved it.
Yeah.
There's nothing more gay than a group of straight guys together. I thought we were here to do a podcast.
I'm not spit roasting you.
You may look like a man, but we're not spit roasting you.
This ain't gay for pay.
Fucking fine. Right, guys. Welcome to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. And we also found out we are number one in the Vatican. Isn't that great? Yeah. You're Catholic. You should like that.
You're the host?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were the cleaner.
Oh. No. I am Kat Baker, the Kat Baker, right? Oh. And today we're joined by two very special guests. Yeah, because you guys are going to show me a good time, right?
We're going to show you a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we are.
Yeah. So, you two are what we would call man whores.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, so
straight into it.
Yeah. Very rude, Kat. I thought we were friends here. But yes.
Yeah.
Highly experienced man whore.
Yeah, so you're both porn stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, OnlyFans creators. But so I've had male porn stars on before, but I haven't had male porn stars who do the gay stuff.
Yeah. And the gay stuff.
Yeah.
The dirty stuff.
Yeah, the real dirty
the
stuff.
The gritty stuff.
But you're both straight.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're both straight. But you
sometimes.
Yeah.
Off camera, yeah.
But you but you do gay stuff for money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you guys get into that? How
well,
did that
you
happen?
You can tell yours and I'll tell mine.
So I'm pretty new into it, to be honest.
Right.
I actually slid in Andy's DMs sort of about September time.
Right.
And
we had sex. Yeah,
you meant to say that. So then I went down to the Porn Star University.
Yeah.
And rest is history, to be honest with you.
You have a university?
Yeah, so I created this building, the studio, for new people who want to do OnlyFans.
Mm.
So they come to me and I give them free advice and mentor them to do OnlyFans and hopefully be successful.
And were you hoping you'd be having sex with women?
Well, that's what I thought when I went down there.
Yeah.
But... No, so I had a little look, obviously. First thing I actually asked him when I went down there.
How big my dick was.
Really?
Yeah, I already looked at that. That's what you asked.
Hold it a little bit there, yeah.
So yeah, to be honest with you, obviously I know from speaking to people in the money in porn for men is in the gay for pay, so...
Right,
that was the reason why.
I've been doing it for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off, one of my friends 15 years ago told me, he was a gay guy, he told me he recognized my South African friend. He was a really big, buff, good looking guy. He said, I recognize him from somewhere.
Mm.
And he recognized him from a gay porn website. And I was doing demolition at the time, literally laboring, doing demolition, £5 an hour back then. And they both admitted that they knew each other from the gay industry, and he said to me, you should do it. I was like, I'll fucking do it. And yeah, then I started doing.
How old were you when you got into it?
21.
Yeah. God, so you have been doing it a long time.
26 now, I've done everything.
But you were saying before, you have quite a like rough upbringing.
Yeah. So I was orphaned at 12, single mother, 6 kids. I was the oldest, age of 12, mum died in a car crash.
Were you molested?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
I'm fucking, I'm a good looking kid.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pissed off.
I know. I wasn't molested either. Yeah.
Strange world. You know,
it's like, because most people who do porn were molested at some point. So maybe. I feel like, yeah.
Steve
were you molested?
He was molested the other day.
Only when I went to PSU. Yeah.
But yeah, so you were like, and you're from Ireland.
From Ireland, from Dublin.
Yeah, and what was that like transitioning into porn? Were people like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I kept a secret. Okay. I started doing it back in 2010 and I kept a secret. I just done it online. There was no OnlyFans around back there, none of that. And I was just getting paid from big websites to do videos. And then that was it. Fast forward a few years, I worked for Watford Community Housing, the council, as the gas manager. And my boss found out about my previous work, my background, and he fired me that day.
Really? What? But what? Why?
Because I was a bender. No. He didn't like the gay stuff. It's as simple as that. He said it wasn't. He said it was to do with porn, but it wasn't. It was the gay stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
do you think maybe he fancied you?
I was hoping so. We'll go up there, you know. But I told him. I said, look, I'll happily quit all that stuff. But I can't take it off the internet. It's there forever. And he said, no, I want you to resign that day. So OnlyFans became my full-time career then, and literally changed my life.
So had you never done any gay stuff before OnlyFans?
No, I jerked off with other guys. That was it.
What? What were you doing? Soggy biscuit?
No, just wanking off on the beside each other.
Is that what men do?
Yeah. What do you women do?
Talk about boys and have pillow fights and things.
Yeah. So do those men.
What? No. What happened? Why were you jerking off? What were you jerking off over? Porn.
Porn. Yeah.
So, yeah. What, have you done that?
Yeah.
In your personal life?
Yeah, when you're younger. When you're growing up.
I didn't know it in my personal
life. Yeah, you did.
Is this something men do on the reg?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, women do it as well, I'm sure. When you have your sleepovers at night.
Oh, I just wasn't invited.
No, only good looking women.
Yeah, they're like, cat ruins the vibe. Oh, man. All right. Well, maybe I'll get invited to one of them one day. But yeah, and so you're new into it. Yeah. So yeah, so you're grooming young men into the industry. Yeah. How many? Okay, but do you have a lot of men message you and you're like, you're not gonna make it?
No, it's not like that.
Okay.
Yes, but no. No. I ask them. I always ask everybody because the porn industry. You're fucking in the porn industry, for fuck's sake. If you can do it, anyone can do it.
Hey, I literally saw a man masturbate over a dead pigeon once. I do not think it's too much of a stretch that someone might masturbate over me. You know. It was in Prague.
Oh, lovely.
That makes it better.
It wasn't me, I swear. I'm over my dead pigeon phase. So people message me and I ask them, I say, look, first of all, have you ever done that like this before?
Yeah.
And depending on what the answer is, I say, look, can you deal with your family finding out about and everybody finding out, and then we go from there.
I do think it's though with women though in OnlyFans, you could genuinely look like whatever and make a lot of money. Whereas I feel like men, there's a bit more of a, you have to look a certain way.
I think people misconceive that. I think people think that men need to be ripped and muscly and stuff like that, but it's the opposite. People like big, chunky, hairy guys. It's just how it is.
Yeah, but what about like a slim, flabby guy?
Yeah, I'm sure there is something out there for everybody. Yeah, whether he's got to be a millionaire, I don't know. But there is. Look at the people out there who are massive on social media who are not the greatest looking.
Mm.
Just because they have a massive following, you know?
Yeah, true. So. True.
Look at him from Saltbourne. From where in Dublin? What's his name? I forgot.
Oh,
his name.
Yeah, he's very unattractive.
Barry Kilgan,
yeah.
He's weird looking. Everyone told him he's weird looking.
He looks like a fucking 40-year-old lesbian.
Yeah. Is dick size, does dick size matter?
Definitely.
Definitely.
I think specifically in the gay side of the industry, dick size is definitely a massive thing.
Okay.
Because I don't have the looks and I definitely don't have the personality. So...
You're like a big ripped guy.
I wasn't always big. When I started the porn industry, I was a skinny little spiky haired dude, you know?
Right. Yeah, but then
I was a twink.
Yeah.
A twink with a massive cock.
Yeah, you got that twink youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then I transitioned to a 40-year-old fucking bald man. Then to me now.
So you 40?
No, I'm 36.
No. Oh, okay.
He had a stage in between.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
30. I'm 30. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I look like I'm 17.
60, yeah. Don't look a day over 50.
So, had you done gay stuff before? No, just wanking but with your mates?
Yeah, to be honest, just that. But then, when I did go down to see Andy, it was like no pressure. It was like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Just put this in your mouth. See how it feels. If you like that, you're game.
Do nothing you don't want to do, but if you want to get rich, do this. No, I'm joking. But no, it's no pressure. We just come down, have a laugh, and do what you want to do.
So what have you done now?
So I've got sucked off by a man.
Okay.
What else?
Had my armpit sniffed, had my ass licked. a lot of things other than fucking a man, basically.
Yeah. And I saw in the thing video, you said you haven't fucked a man.
No. I've only ever fucked one person, yes, one girl. That's it.
Really?
It's anal's just not my thing. I just didn't
Why?
Like it. I just don't like it. Like maybe if I found the right person who had like
so I've only done it a nice few hole. Times and that was with like trans girls for content.
Yeah, so. I guess it's the whole you know you just might the shit might come out.
Yeah.
I
oh think. My god, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I've never pegged a man because I'm like oh I just don't want to deal with the shit.
So I had the new one as well. So I had one a few weeks ago where I was getting sucked off and a girl was pegging the guy.
Yeah.
So she was pegging him while he was sucking. But yeah, so there's loads of different things we do with it.
What's the grossest thing that you've happened on set?
Not much gross really. Everything is like a bit different. I've had like the smelling thing, getting people to smell my arsehole. Oil wrestling with a group of guys, your dick slapping you in the face.
What is the weirdest shit that you've had to do? Maybe like as a custom or.
I have some weird ones that I haven't done.
Someone requested my toenail clippings.
I now, sold some.
Yeah,
sold
but some. Your feet are probably pretty. Going off your face, I doubt it. But like, but my
Well, I can see a jizz stain in your pants now after seeing my foot.
That's standard. That is. That was before the team.
Okay, hang on, I'll put my sock back on.
Oh, you can leave them off.
There's a moment. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, toenail clippings.
Yeah, so people ask me for toenail clippings, and my feet are from a building site for years in work boots.
That's what they like, though.
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
I think that's what they want. Yeah.
I had a guy once also ask me if I could piss in an ice cube tray so he could freeze it and have it in his drinks.
I had a guy ask if I could shit in a container and post it to him. I didn't do it.
I was waiting for that package for months. I even asked for extra sweet corn.
Oh, God. I was like, I can't go to the post office with a tub of shit. That's just not right.
Yeah. It's not right at all.
Would you have done it?
Yeah. Depends how much.
How much? Yeah, if someone said £50 to shit in... £100.
No.
£200.
No.
£250.
£250. Right. I think I would do it for a grand.
There's not a lot I wouldn't do. I'm for sale.
Yeah.
I'm for sale.
oh, that's good. Do you do Viagra? Do you take that for your scenes?
I can't. Because it gives me a red flush face. I've tried it. I've tried Cialis, tried all that stuff. Doesn't work. So I just pretend I'm watching straight porn, but I look at the guy and I stay hard.
Okay. You feel like you must enjoy it on some level.
For me, making content, I love it. I love making the content, regardless of what, like, I'm a sex worker, so regardless of the sex, whether it's a male, female, or whatever, I love looking back at the content and saying, I made that.
Yeah.
That's sick, you know? And it turns me on. When I know people are turned on, that turns me on.
Okay. Because obviously, being a woman, when I've done it, it's like, I can still do it and not be turned on at all, because obviously I don't have to get hard.
Yeah. Right? Like, I'm not physically attracted to a bloke or blokes.
Yeah.
But I can have like a group of men sucking my dick all fucking gobbling on it, spitting on it. And
yeah, that's that is a talent, because a lot of men can't do that.
They just haven't tried.
They're just poor.
True. True.
That's the first clip, by the way.
Yeah. I do wish more men would just do gay stuff in their spare time, because I feel like as girls we all like make out of our friends. I think not enough blokes do that, and I think it's a shame.
Yeah, I think when you're I think the people you meet in the world who are open to everything are the best type of people you'll ever meet.
Yeah,
as the people who are uptight have problems with everything.
Exactly.
Like I couldn't care what you are, what colour you are, what religion you are. Could not give a fuck. Shag everything, do everything, live your life and die happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah, I do gay porn with my Catholic Irish brothers.
Wait, but your actual brother does it as well?
My actual brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
All my brothers have been in my videos.
Oh, wait, how many brothers do you have?
Four.
We did a four-way with your brother and someone.
No, but I'm talking about in the past, all my brothers have been in my videos.
But you guys don't touch each other, right?
On camera or off camera? No, we don't touch each other,
Yeah.
No, that would actually be illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if we're spit-roasting a girl. If we're spit-roasting a girl, we go in each end, you know?
Okay.
Or if there's a group of us getting sucked off, like, my brother will go on that end. So, yeah, we try to keep it not weird.
Yeah, I just don't... Yeah, I don't think I can have a three-way with my brother.
Yeah, I'd have a three-way with your brother.
Yeah, so what's the most amount of money you've ever made from a video?
From a single video?
Yeah.
So... The first time I ever got sucked off by a man after like 12 years being in the adult industry was the most money I ever made.
And what was that?
A lot.
Like 50K?
More.
More than 50K?
Yeah.
100K?
More.
200?
No. So I made 157,000.
Oh my God. So you made £157,000 from being sucked off by a bloke in a video?
Yes.
And you're straight?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. And I loved it.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I'd love anything if I made £157,000 from it.
There you go. Come suck me off.
Will I make any money from it?
You pay me.
I mean, do you know how much money you've made overall?
Possibly.
I reckon it's... Well, it's millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty good at it.
I've made like 50 quid.
That's understandable. Very, very understandable.
This is all you do with stand on jellies.
Yeah.
That's all you do, you stand on...
No, I just did that once as a custom video. But we were having this conversation earlier. I was like, I do OnlyFans, but I was like, I haven't bought lingerie in like 2 years. And he was like, well, what the fuck do you do on there? And I was like, oh, I don't know, I just sort of show my tits and...
Me too.
Yeah. Because I used to do collabs and porn, but I just don't do it anymore. I was like, I just didn't really like it that much. And I was just like, I can't be arsed.
That's because you haven't clapped at us beasts. Imagine what we would do to you.
True.
We would
leave
love
you
it.
Like a sieve.
My fans would bloody love to see that, to be fair. Yeah.
Watch me dripping out of you for days.
That looks as it all, doesn't it?
Bunch of them just came in there.
She can't spell. She can't get words out.
What? Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping. But so have you been doing it a few months?
Yeah,
few
since months. About October.
Do you think you've made a lot of money?
Yeah.
Oh, what
so
was
come
your...
on to the gay side. Yeah. The dark side.
So I literally left my job the Friday to be able to come film on Monday and Wednesday.
Right.
To start it. And then that basically that first month I doubled what I'd have earned at my job.
Oh my God. Because it's like, it is crazy how much money there is in the gay stuff, because gay men are a small part of the population.
Small minority, yeah.
Every month mine's just like doubled. So
that is...
They're just extra horny.
Yeah.
And they don't have kids and wives, so they have money.
And they like
that's
to,
so
they
true.
To support people.
That's literally true, though.
It is so true.
They like
the
to support
pound.
People as well.
Yeah. The supportive community.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that you are straight, they love that even more, right?
Yeah. They don't believe it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe when you get your dick sucked by a man or a group of men.
Yeah. Oh, God. You're also, at the moment, you're doing a book, aren't you?
Yeah, my autobiography, Smelly Kid.
Oh my god, were you really smelly when you were younger?
I used to piss the bed until I was like 12 or 13, so like,
I did that.
Yeah, we should piss on each other.
Yeah, maybe that's why we got into porn.
Yeah,
I'll video it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? So it's your autobiography.
Yeah, it's about my life. People on the internet see me, they see what I show them. They see a part where everyone thinks they know me. They think they know Andy Lee, but they don't. They know a little snippet.
Okay.
There's a lot more to me that people think about.
Like what?
When I talk about, I expose the porn industry. So when I first came into the porn industry 15 years ago, how the porn industry worked. And there's a lot of spicy stuff in there.
Do you think it was more exploitative back then than it is now?
No, it's still very exploitative. Definitely.
Yeah. In what way do you think?
In every way. People get used for money.
True.
Yeah. I do stuff for money that I don't particularly want to do sometimes, but I do it anyways.
I guess it's if you were doing that and making no money.
Yeah, so obviously there was producers and stuff back then exploiting people a bit more than they should do.
Yeah.
So I talk about it in my book and talk about my life growing up in Dublin, which also wasn't easy, and especially about being an Irish Catholic boy that does gay porn.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously about when I first left Ireland and I met my first real openly gay person, the conversation I had and how that all worked and stuff like that. It's really good. Really good story.
Yeah, because I feel like getting into the industry, like I come from a background where it's all sort of liberal sort of people who are like, yeah, do what you want. And like I went to university in Brighton, so it was like everyone's bisexual. It was like...
So you didn't get any backlash from
No. Everyone's like bisexual, like polyamorous or... strippers or whatnot,
only gay people I knew growing up was like my teachers and principal and
like Graham priest. Norton.
Yeah. No, it was illegal in Ireland. It was illegal in Ireland to be gay until 1996, until I was 8 years old. So even if I was gay at 8, I was doing something illegal.
So when you came over here, you're just like,
I was all on an open flower. Dick.
that's why he moved to the UK as well.
What, for the dick?
What was the reaction like from people you know? Are you from Essex?
Yeah,
borderline.
Like, so like Essex lads, what are their reactions?
So I'm like Essex, North London type area. Yeah. So, a lot of my old friends don't talk to me no more because of it.
Really?
Even like yesterday, I nearly had a fight in the gym because of some stuff. There's a lot of stigma that comes with it for us. There's a lot of homophobic stuff as well.
What happened in the gym?
It's just a lot of sort of the gay pay stuff that I do.
Yeah.
Where obviously I'm saying I'm straight still. People sort of take offence to it, I guess.
What have women's reactions been?
Women love it.
Yeah, women love it.
I keep getting told by a lot of women that they only watch gay porn.
I love gay porn.
There you go.
I watch it, yeah.
See, all you lads out there, gays are dick sucked by men.
Loads of women that I grew up with and things like pop back up now and say, well, have I just seen you?
But to be honest, I don't know if you've seen our social media videos. So I do rage bait videos. So
yeah, I love videos.
Where I'm trying to wind people up, you know what I mean?
The comments,
Us lads think it's okay to cheat, don't we? Like, yeah. Yeah, and we do that to annoy people and entice a bit of comments on the videos and stuff. But you look at how much homophobic abuse we get, and we're straight.
Yeah.
Gay. Okay.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Okay.
A question I do have about those videos, those TikToks where you're all in the same room, what does it end up smelling like in there?
Sweat, feet, cum and balls.
Oh my God.
Basically like your bedroom.
Yeah.
So it's nasty. But yeah. Nah, it's good fun. We come out to my studio and I get a group of guys, group big hunky men, and I'm going to be like, look. So every video, what people don't realise, every video I do, everything, even down to the little details of the video, is specifically done to wind people up. So I'll have all the lads behind me and I'll have them doing dancing their pecs.
Because
people are going to be watching that and going to be like, wankers.
Yeah.
Or making noises, you know? They seem to hate that.
Yeah, the cringier it is, the more views.
People talk about it, the more money we make. So.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Inside information.
Do you know what your like Do you know what your most viral, like, TikTok or reel was, do you think?
The most viral thing I ever done probably was the HMP Wandsworth video I done with Kayla Wilde.
Oh, yeah. That was really, that was not too long ago.
Yeah, it was a few months ago, yeah. Yeah. Or we done one with Bonnie Blue.
Oh. Yeah, so course. You guys queued up to shag Bonnie Blue, didn't you?
She queued up to shag us.
Oh, that's it. Right.
Yeah, so yeah, we fucked Bonnie Blue a few times.
We didn't queue up, though.
No.
You didn't.
Unfortunately.
No, she came could out and got powerful. Drilled out by us.
Right, okay.
We're not like these little burly legal lads. We're real men. We're real men.
Yeah, she sought you out.
Yeah.
Oh, and do you think you'll do 1,000 men in a day?
I'd give it a go. I thought about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'd be sore.
You could get sucked off by 100 men in a day. I feel like that's quite...
Yeah, but it's depends if I thought about this. I did think about this. Could I do what those girls done? Yeah, whether it was fucking girls or getting sucked off by men or fucking men, whatever. Mm. It's not possible for a man because, how long can you stay hard for?
Unless
you're doing breaks.
Unless you're getting fucked.
Yeah, then you would definitely prolapse.
Yeah.
You would.
I've had it for a big few poos, so, I've been there.
You're prepared.
Yeah.
But have you guys ever prolapsed?
No, not never goes to my ass.
That's
ever.
A virgin hole, that is.
See, let's go back talking about when we first started porn. So when I first started porn, I was talked into using a little tiny dildo thing, a small little finger thing. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. But I was egged on to do it more and more and stuff, even when I really didn't want to. So, I've never, not even show my asshole on camera.
Really? Yeah. But I feel like that's a big thing. They're like, show hole, right now.
Okay.
In a world class Cat Baker exclusive, we get to see Andy Lee's hole.
My arse is hairy and everything. Sweaty.
But that gay guys love that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Big, hairy, rusty star.
Sweaty.
Yeah. Do you show hole?
You have I bet you your asshole's bald.
I haven't actually.
Your asshole's inviting. Has a fucking injury sign on it.
I've been rimmed, so yeah, I have showed it actually. Yeah.
You got a snatched little butthole.
Yeah, a little tight one.
His one whistles when he walks.
My asshole's really tight actually, to be fair. Just
have you ever thought about having 1,000 men?
No, I can barely do one man.
Yeah, where would you find the 1,000 men to fucking understandable.
Go to the homeless shelter, I'd be like, I'll give you 20 quid. Yeah. get your hot meal.
Do you like tartar sauce?
Oh, but yeah, no. Yeah, I couldn't do that. I would just, I just not physically. I mean, she's got a... Bonnie Blue, I feel like she's really into it.
So in person, you should see her. She's this quiet little, petite little, tiny girl.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the camera comes on, this devil comes out of her.
Really?
Fuck me!
Yeah.
You know, more dick, more dick, more dick. And it's just like, okay.
Whoa.
It's actually really hot. Really hot.
Yeah.
She's fit as well.
Yeah, she is. So the few times I've filmed porn on camera, I'm just not very good at it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just a bit awkward and a bit
But that's good.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm providing an experience for the people who like that, you know.
I think if everybody looked at an oil painting every day, sometimes they'd want a finger painting.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, there you go.
Just call her a finger painting.
I am providing something different to the market, you know. And that's what they love to
Me
see.
Me too. Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We are groundbreaking.
We are asshole breaking. Virginity breaking.
Oh, have you taken anyone's virginity on camera?
No.
No.
That'd I fucked a girl annoying. In the ass once.
When it was her first time?
No, it was my first time.
Oh.
She took his virginity.
Yeah, my anal virginity, does that? No.
You're given anal virginity.
Yeah, I haven't actually been fucked in the ass.
Never?
Oh, no. Well, an inch went in and I was like,
do you want another 10?
Oh my god, I would literally just, I think I would just pass out. 10 inches, that's insane.
Be a good video though.
That's wit.
Yeah, I bet. Fuck it.
No. See, you're thinking about it now.
Do you feel like, when you get hard, if yours 10 inches, right, when you get hard, do you get like head rush?
Yeah.
Do you feel like...
It's either me or him.
Yeah. I feel like, would you not faint?
Sometimes, you know, and like, I'm front heavy, so I have to lean back.
And you might just knock you in the head.
Oh, that's like, happened a few times. Yeah,
you pass out.
The first time I see it, he's knocking it on the door. I thought he was a prosthetic.
What? How many inches are you, sir?
About 8.
8. Nice. Nice.
How many inches are you?
just
can see your bulge from here.
I would like to think if I was a man, I'd have a hog, but I think I would have like 4 inches.
Yeah, you're not the biggest star.
Yeah, I've got a size 4 feet, so
yeah,
I'd probably have a little with
you. You'd be surprised though.
I'm not into. Are you into feet?
I like having my toes sucked. Yeah. Do you like sucking toes?
A lot of women do, don't they?
Do you like sucking toes? No. Do you like licking asshole?
No.
I have a nice asshole.
How much?
$20.
Right amount of money.
You will suck a penis, but not a woman's foot.
No, I've never sucked a penis.
I would do anything for money. Anything.
Have you sucked penis?
No.
Oh.
It's very rare even for a girl.
I have. Have you licked a pussy? Yes, I have. You rarely go down on girl. Why?
Yeah. Just, yeah.
You don't go down on women?
I do. In my personal life, yes.
Yeah.
But on camera, it's not a lot. It depends.
One camera of them?
Oh, you mean... Oh, right. Do you do it in your personal life?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, right, okay. Right, I was about to get very angry there. I went, what? Yeah. Get out of my house.
Get out of my pub.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so... Book.
Book.
You've been doing audio recordings.
Oh, for the past week, it's been
that
so
sounds
hard.
Painful, yeah.
So it's not like reading, but what? So I thought it was just reading, yeah? And they're my words, they're my stories, so I know the ending. So it's it's not like it should be hard, but it's so difficult. First of all, I'm really living it. Like, we're talking in detail about how the day my mum died, you know? Not just that, but other things in it as in detail. And so that's hard to talk about. But also, I'm sitting upright, microphone's like this, my head can't move, and I'm reading off an iPad, like, and it has to be story mode. You're right. Not just reading words. You make a mistake, hesitate. Yeah. You make a mistake or hesitate, you have to go back and start again. So I've done 17 chapters in a week.
And are they like, say it with more of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the editing, because it's going on Audible, they monotone it anyways.
Make it mono?
Yeah, so they drop the sound down and stuff like that to keep it all the same level. It's requirement for Audible.
So
you can't go too enthusiastic.
Can't be like
one of the sentences was like, get off her.
Okay, right.
You'll understand when the book comes out. Okay. You know, or get it out. You know, but I couldn't shout it because that's how in the book it's like, get it out, get off her, you know, stuff like that. But I can't shout it, I have to read it and it's going to be monotone. It will all make sense.
But you need to go back to the recording because you need to add the greatest moment of your life in, which was when you came on the Kat Baker Show.
Who's that?
I don't know, mate.
I thought you were the cleaner. I actually thought you were the cleaner.
I'm just trying to make a living.
Have you ever had nits?
Yeah, when I was little.
Why not now?
What did we do to the last office cleaner?
Even nits won't take you out.
What did we do to the last office cleaner as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we fucked the last office cleaner. Would you believe that?
Did you?
She went over his knee.
Well, I do
I spanked
believe
her.
That. I very much believe that.
No, that's actually true.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get her off Gumtree?
No, I got her off the plane.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
okay.
Andrew, you're going too far now. Calm down. That's cancelled territory. Be quiet.
Yeah, what do you think about the fact that like people are like OnlyFans is like more people are getting into OnlyFans and
definitely.
It's a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
No,
I had an interview the other day where it was actually BBC News. They was asking me about the effect that Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips are doing, is it affecting the porn industry in a negative way? And I'm saying, well, no, it's giving light to the porn industry. Because what they're doing is putting putting spotlight on the porn industry. So it's now going to create new rules and it's going to protect people more. What BBC asked was, BBC said, creators are complaining to them that the customers are expecting to meet them in person now because Bonnie Blue is doing it. But Bonnie Blue's not doing that. What she's doing is she's inviting people to come and create content. Yeah. So they're going to come and they're going to be, the people who are going to come and create content for her are going to be consenting adults. They're going to fill out a model release form and they know what they're doing.
Mm.
Not like escorting, because obviously OnlyFans don't allow that.
Do you think it's a problem if they're like 18, or do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's been around for a very long time. Mm. This barely legal stuff has been around a very long time. Is it ethical? Probably not. You know, probably not. But is it for me to judge? Definitely not. Mm. You know, I don't judge anyone. I think if the people are involved are doing something legal and they're doing something that they won't consent to, then so be it. You know, I know Bonnie personally and she's a good person.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think she knows how to play the rage bait, definitely, because she knows it gets views up. But I don't think she means that in malice. She's definitely not a predator.
She's bloody smart.
I said that in an interview and I got abuse over it.
Why?
I said she's intelligent and people are like, how is fucking loads of men and becoming a super millionaire being intelligent? I'm like, there you go.
Because there are probably people who fuck loads of men and they don't make any money off it. So there's an art to it, you know?
So what's the difference with fucking 1,000 men or fucking the same man 1,000 times?
Yeah. I guess... in terms of the how much sex you're having, I guess it's the idea you don't know who the fuck they are.
But
have you ever met people on a night out and fucked someone that you don't know?
Oh yeah, well I do all the time. Yeah. But I guess some people are a bit funny about it.
People are hypocritical. If you watch porn, you can't judge. Simple as that.
Mm.
Maybe she's not doing something that you like, but so what?
Yeah, I think the same.
People have an inherent fear of like STIs and it's dirty, and they don't realize that people who are
Yeah, but what Bonnie Blue is doing as well is not safe.
No, there's a risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though she's wearing condoms, like the guys are wearing condoms, it's still not safe.
No.
You know?
So. Yeah. Would you queue up?
No.
If
I was 18, back in those days, I would have queued up and went through her like the port tunnel. Yeah. I was a filth. You should have seen some of the things I shagged when I was 18. Yeah, I would have queued up there happily. I would have whistled on the way home. I would have went last.
Right, be honest. If let's say you were 18.
Yeah.
And I said I was shagging 100 men, would you queue up for me?
Yes. I had no standards when I was 18. Not that I have standards now, you know.
Oh man, they do need to do a boy version though. There is a guy who needs to do it, I think.
I would do anything, you know. Yeah. I would do anything, but what do you do, you know? I'm gonna put a message out there. I want 100 men to come, 1,000 men to come and suck me off for 12 hours. The moneymaker would fall off.
Yeah, it would happen.
And you would definitely get someone who would just like bite it or something. Some real weirdo.
People do that anyways. Have you ever tried that?
Do guys not like that?
No, there's a teeth scrape.
Yeah. Oh, that's about as fat as that microphone.
I've been going like this.
Like a piece of corn. No, I like the people who appreciate cock. Yeah, right. Who they caress
a cock connoisseur.
You know?
Mm.
I like those people when they have a soft nose stroking up against them. Slide in the tongue around.
That's so unnecessarily sensual. I love that.
And then you get the ones who are proper aggressive. So yeah.
Who gives a better blowjob, men or women?
Right, truthfully, now this is hand on heart.
Okay.
The best blowjob I've ever gotten has been from a man. Now let me explain this. Yeah, let me explain this.
Okay.
I think he's either Mexican or Spanish. I can't remember what he was.
Scott, I shouldn't say qua.
Really good guy, short little guy, and he sucked it like, but he sucked the from his throat.
Oh my god, like a chorizo.
But yeah. Like not from it, not his lips, but his chocolate. Like that.
Jerkin, you could do that.
Absolutely not. I gag when I use my toothbrush. I'm like.
I gag when I use your toothbrush too.
Oh no, did you put it up your asshole?
I did, it feels nice. I'm extra vibrate.
Oh my god.
Well, like, and he was the best one.
He was unreal. It was Oliver Hunt. Like.
Why, so did it feel like just like a, like sucking out your soul or something?
I can't explain it. And like he is the throat goat. Like it's well, facts. Yeah. Like if any girl wants to compete against him, I welcome it, you okay. know? So my dick, he sucked my dick to the base. Yeah. So he's at the base. Like mm-hmm. he's at the base like this.
Oh my God.
But he's not sucking with his mouth. He's sucking with his throat. And like, it's like snug. I can't explain it. It was unreal. I take my hat off. That guy has a talent.
Did you nut instantly?
No, I nutted like 4 times.
Oh my God.
No, wow. it was so good. The videos on my OnlyFans, like, I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
Oh my God. And has a woman never come close to that?
Nah. Because women are different. Some women obviously are gifted, but women are soft and they have little tiny hands and little tiny mouths and stuff like that.
Like you a know? Squirrel.
Yeah. And like... Is it, you know,
yeah, we're more like,
but then you get the really slutty ones, like the Bonnie Blue style girls who are badasses, who are just like,
yeah,
that does it for me. I like that.
God, I need to up my game. Yeah, you do. Fucking up. What do you think is better, men or women, given heads?
On average, men are better, but I've had the best ones from a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Which woman? Family Mom. Members can't come.
No, it's just
my primary school teacher.
No, it's just different, I think.
Yeah, women are better at licking pussy.
Are they?
Well, gay women, like, because also I've had it my pussy licked by straight women before, and it's
they don't know what they're doing now.
No, but lesbians, they know what they're doing.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes them good?
They just like, they know like where the clit is, and they're just like, and they're not afraid to like get stuck in, you know? But they also do like the teasing. I think the main issue with men, what they do is they're like, they too just aggressive. Go in too hard, yeah. And they're like, yeah. And it's like, no, the pussy, you kind of got to
caress it.
Yeah, because also like fingers are quite like sharp, like they feel sometimes more uncomfortable than a cock.
My fingers are like, gee, my hands are all.
Yeah, that's like you got 5 cocks on your hand.
Damn. I know, I've got 5 cocks on my hand.
What's the biggest gangbang you've done?
Oh, I've done a gangbang, like, I've had like, my group things is like up to 20, 30 guys.
And did you manage to touch every single man?
Yeah, so normally what we do is we'll do a circle and we have one guy in the middle of like sucking off like 20, 30 guys. Like there are 2 guys in the middle or 3 or something.
And who decides who goes in the circle? Is it like pulling straws? Like
no, they're all like, I'm going in the middle. No, so I'll choose it beforehand. I'll choose it. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's not. They're really good videos. That's sort of my image. That's what I do.
Right, okay, yeah. This is the longest running podcast in the world. And it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived. And I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/ The Kat Baker Show, and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, all just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/ The Kat Baker Show and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you. So you have like gay guys in your videos as well?
Yeah, lots of gay guys.
Nice.
What do you think Steve is?
True. Yeah, do you find gay guys get pissed off of you?
So the small minority of people, you'll get some people who are, it's normally jealous people. I don't know what the problem is. They'll say, oh, you're a gay baiter, you know, that type of thing. I talk about that a lot in my book, right? So How so? Gay baiting means different things for different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I suppose if you're a straight guy doing stuff for a gay audience, then I suppose that is sort of baiting for gays. Yeah. That. But what they're doing, they mean it in a malice way. So they're saying, you're pretending like you're doing stuff to hook in a gay audience, and you're not actually doing something.
Mm.
That's what they're saying. Or you'll have people saying like, "Are you using the gay community?" I'm not using fucking anyone. I make porn. Yeah. I post it on the internet. If you want to watch it out of your choice, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, but it's also like we're all hooking in an audience of some, like mine's horny men. So I'll be like gay men, yeah, because they think I'm a man. But like, so like we all play into something.
Yeah, we all have customers. If people didn't want my porn, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that.
Yeah, like I don't get off on clipping my toenails and putting in the post, but like if someone wants that, I'll fucking do it.
Fucking damn right.
Exactly.
Gotta do what you gotta do for money.
Have you sold any toenails clippings?
No toenails, no.
You're missing out.
I haven't actually sold anything like that or sent any like boxes out or anything.
You can send my toenail clippings out if you want.
There's not, I feel like boxes and pants, you don't get a ton of those ordered normally.
So I do, I get loads of requests, but it's because I don't do them. I don't do customs. I don't do nothing like that. I create content. I put it on the internet, and that's where I stop.
Okay. So. Yeah. No, I think I do more of the like the
prostitution.
Yeah.
So you're more for sale than I am.
Yeah. Except I'm paying them. Yeah. I'm like, please.
I'll pay the postage. Just accept my parcel.
Yeah. Someone take my underwear. Oh, I just want to feel loved, you know. Oh God, but yeah. Do you play into the builder thing? Because you're building as well.
Yeah, I'm a plumber. I was a plumber until I got fired.
Really? Yeah. Have you ever did when you were a plumber and when you're a builder? Did you ever sleep with any clients?
Well, I was a lorry driver.
Whoa.
And a personal trainer, so I weren't actually a builder. But I've done some building when I was younger.
I've just, because you're from Essex, I've just assumed you're a builder. Yeah, that's very offensive of me.
Yeah. You're from Essex, you're definitely a drug dealer.
Yeah. Builder or criminal.
Did you sleep with your clients as a personal trainer?
A couple.
I got a blowjob off a customer.
No.
Yeah, that's a true story.
I got a head in a lorry once.
Really, when you're a plumber?
Yeah, that's a true story. So the story was, I was on call for the council. It was a council house. I got called out late one night. There's a leak in a loft, and I turned up, and the girl in the house was fighting with her baby dad and her partner at the same time. These two,
love them, classy bird. It's
just my type of girl. So she's fighting with these two guys, and these two guys fucked off. Mm. And then I was in there on my own, and she's flirting with me like crazy. And
I can see why they was wrong.
So I fixed the leak, and she said to me like, "Can I have your number if it happens again?" Just come straight back. And I was looking at, I knew that's not what she wanted. So I gave her my number anyways. And I didn't always do this. And I don't think anyone ever should do this. Don't do what I do. It's naughty. I left the house and she's like, "Do you want to come back and fuck me?" I said, "I'll be back in 5 minutes. That's how it went. True story.
Oh my God.
So I rushed back around to this girl's house. Yeah. And we just straight in the house, straight up to the bedroom and straight onto the bed.
Love that.
Get on the bed, kissing. She starts sucking me off. She's down there, I'm looking up, I can see out the window line, and we hear a car pull up, and she's like, "Is that a black Honda Civic?" I was like, "It is a black Honda Civic." I'm like, "No." She's like, "That's my partner, hurry up." I'm like, "I'm just about to come, wait, don't stop So yeah, he comes in, and I'm standing in the cupboard just like, I'm still fixing the leak, dick sticking out.
And you got sucked off in a lorry. Yeah. Who did that?
Well, actually, I pulled over at a McDonald's, and some girl that matched me on Tinder when I was on Tinder back then.
Right.
And I come out at McDonald's, and she messaged me saying, "Was that you?" And I said, "Yeah." And then she basically just come over and started chatting.
Did you come into contact with many lot lizards when you were a lorry driver?
A lot of what?
Lot lizards.
What's that?
They're like the prostitutes that go around the lorry.
My family members. They're all in Ireland still.
I weren't doing the overstay one, so I didn't see them.
I shagged my electrician.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Did you stick it is. Did you stick it on him?
Yeah, can't, of course.
Yeah. I like, well, so it wasn't the day he came over. So he fixed my wires. And I was flirting with him a lot. And then he And then it was like a site where you have to give him a review afterwards. And so I gave him a good
review. That's Grindr. Yeah. You do know most electricians are gay, don't you? Yeah.
And he was like, he messaged us. He was like, oh, thanks for the review. And then I think he had my number and he was like, I don't normally do this, but I'm sure he probably does all the time.
Of course he does.
He was like, yeah, do you want to go for a drink?
Oh, so he stuck it on you.
Yeah, and we went for a drink and then.
And he brought you for a drink in public as well?
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, no. We actually did it in my flat, but that was because it was the first night of lockdown.
Yeah, is that what he told you? We can't go out in public. We're doing your flat.
He orchestrated the whole of COVID. So he's just seen with me. Yeah. No, and then we shagged.
And then you never heard from him again.
No, we dated for a couple weeks, actually. Yeah, we did.
But did he notice?
Yeah. But he was a bit of a prick, but
yeah, understandable.
Whatever.
Was it me?
No.
Just checking.
He was Algerian, actually. Not Algerian, are you?
Oh, no, from the waist down. Oh, not Nigeria. Oh.
Yeah, no, different country. Yeah. So lorry driving. Have you done lorry driving content?
No, I haven't actually. I had to quit that before starting this because they wouldn't let me have the time off.
Oh, but there's that truck driver, man. Yeah,
he's doing all right.
Yeah, you should get.
I think it's Mrs., isn't it? And the two of them, doesn't she drive trucks?
There is a woman one.
There's
two
women ones, a blonde one and a brunette. I think they're all like related or something.
I get a lot of Ubers. I should do like Uber.
I done an Uber during
lockdown.
True story, yeah. I got into this Uber during lockdown. The guy was a foreign lad. I think he was Romanian or one of the Middle Eastern countries.
Romanian is not Middle Eastern. I meant Eastern European.
I was looking in the mirror. I was trying to think back. Yeah. So one of those Eastern European countries. I think he was like Polish, Romanian, that sort of thing. And he had a mask on. I had a mask on. And it was that type of lockdown. And I got the vibe on it that he was a lad, you know? And I just thought, he asked me, what did I do for work? And I said, look, I do OnlyFans. Have you ever heard of it? And he was funny, bouncing around and stuff. And I said, look, I'll give you 500 quid if you get one of my videos. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, you get your cock out, I'll give you 500 quid. And he's like, seriously? I was like, yeah, let me film it. I said, okay. So I filmed it. So I done a selfie video. And I was like, look, I'll give you 500 quid to get cock out. And he got his cock out. An actual Uber driver. So I said, if you pull over, I'll give you another 200 quid if we can have a wank in the back of your car. And he's like, okay. So we pull over on the side of the road. We do the video. We have a wank in the back of his car. Two of us make good friends.
What, you still friends now?
No. So what happened was I posted the part one where I first met him on social media. And it goes viral. Viral. Because it's a true story. Viral. People complain to Uber. Yeah.
Oh,
this guy got in a lot of trouble, and I said to him, I was like, look, I'm so sorry about this. I didn't know it was gonna go this way, and it was my fault, you know. I should have used my brain. I shouldn't have thought of that. So I asked him if I could still use the second part of the video, and he was like, no. So I had to take it all down. But
so did he lose his job?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, he probably maybe got another one with Bolt or something.
I don't know.
But
it was bad at the time because I felt really guilty, you know. But again, he's an adult; he should not.
Yeah, was he into it?
Yeah, he was a good laugh. The video's still online. No.
Oh right.
But we never showed his face. Like, don't get me wrong; he had a mask on. We never showed his identity or anything like that. But I never showed his what?
Was he not hot?
Yeah, he's a good-looking lad.
Could look that up there. Yeah.
We never used the second part of the video.
Oh, goddamn.
People are so. Look, true story as well. During lockdown, I put a message out saying I wanted to do the biggest wank off. Like, I wanted to get as many lads as I could, like 100 lads, wanking and coming on this big black plastic tarp, and I was going to slide a guy through it. Yeah? So I publicly posted it on Twitter.
Yeah.
True story, yeah? This is a hand on heart true story. A few of my photos on Twitter was outside my house, my old house.
Okay.
And you could see my neighbor's cars in the background. So I'm in my house one day and I knock on the door. Yeah, police. Does Andy Lee live here? And my brother answered and I was in the living room. And I heard my brother was like, no. I was like, my lad. So I go in there and I heard them. So I look out the window, I heard them knocking on my neighbor's door. Does Andy Lee live here? And I'm like, fuck's sake. So I run out and I'm like, look, what do you want? And they said, look, we know you're organizing an event during lockdown. You can't do that. And I'm like, listen, fuck off. I said, I'm not organizing any event. But that's what they done. They found my neighbor's car, reg plate, and found my house.
They were literally the cum police. Mm. They were like, we can't.
The cum cops.
Yeah.
The cock blockers.
God.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Little bastards.
I know, fucking bastards.
Yeah. We are anti-police on this podcast. Because we believe
I am not anti-police. Please, Donald Trump, don't come to my house.
I want to see a cum tarp.
That's what I wanted to do. Like, how cool would that have been?
I did ask you to bring a cum tarp with you.
Oh, did you compart?
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Miscommunication.
That was a good one. Mm. I like that.
That's quick.
Right, I have got a problem. I want to discuss this problem. So I have a horny autistic audience, right? Okay, so I've got this problem from a fan. And I want you to answer it because you're OnlyFans people. It's about OnlyFans, right?
Okay.
Okay. And this is the epitome of horny autistic men. And
we fit that bracket.
Yeah, exactly. So I fell in love with an OnlyFans girl. And I'm not sure if she is using me for money. After weeks of chatting, I told her I was falling for her.
Sounds like me.
Which she replied to, she was too. She knows what I've been through. My ex-wife cheated on me. And she told him she loves him, the OnlyFans girl, right? And after spending lots of money that he can't afford, she told me that they are boyfriend and girlfriend. But when I asked for her number, she said he needs to book a call for 10 minutes, which is $300. Is this real, this relationship?
What, he's not willing to put the effort in and book the call? Fuck, he's not a kid. Fuck him off. She should know better not to be with one of these little simps. If he won't even pay 300 quid for a call.
No, this is the man that sent this in.
Yeah, rude bastard. This girl's time is expensive.
But don't you think it's...
Yeah, come on, get yourself a grip, lad. Yeah, sign up to my page. I'll do it for 15 quid.
Yeah, go watch Genshin.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you for less.
But do you have many fans telling you they're in love with you?
No,
not in love.
Oh, do you not? Maybe that's more of
because we're different. We're rough. We're someone's naughty secret.
Yeah,
you know, we're not gonna be like maybe
because this is something I get a lot. I get a lot of men messaging me, being like, "I love you." And I have to be like, I don't love you.
Have you smelt my farts? Well, you don't love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking true.
That's true. I've smelt my farts. Fucking true. I fucking love you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I find that on OnlyFans, men, is because there's a bit more of like a parasocial relationship, that they're like, they feel like they're your boyfriend.
Yeah. They think they own you because they're paying $9.99 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
So we get that too. So like, for example, if let's say you don't reply to someone in a certain amount of time, they get shitty with you. Do you know why I'm not subscribing to you anymore? You know, and I'm just like, soz.
Do you think if you had someone in your DMs being like, I love you, right? Do you say...
I love you too.
Yeah, do you say that?
No, so I don't really have people saying I love you. So I have people who follow me a long time and they're sort of like my friends now because we talk every single day.
Yeah.
So like, I know these people. I don't know them in a personal aspect of life, but I know them on an online personal aspect of life.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have many women subscribe?
Yeah, loads.
Yeah, I bet.
Mainly from TikTok because I spank sofas on TikTok.
Oh, I love that video. Yeah. I saw that one. Yeah.
It's naughty.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I maybe it's just like different for. I don't know. Yeah, maybe for women. Like, wait, because you're doing more just like porns and loads of porn scenes. Whereas I think, because I'm doing, I don't know, I do more of the like girlfriend experience type thing.
There you go. Yeah.
If you're doing the girlfriend experience, then they're going to want a girlfriend, isn't
they? Yeah. I do the girlfriend experience sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
What does your girlfriend experience go like?
Hi, Daddy. It's Andy. I miss you. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't know. But I try and be like, because I'm like, I'm careful. I don't want men to end up like fucking stalking me or something. So I'm like, I don't say like, oh, I love you back, because then I feel like that's going to fuel some craziness. Do you know
no,
what I mean?
I would. Listen, people come to us to fill a void in their life.
Yeah.
We are their entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you know you're playing that character, and these men are also playing a character.
Yeah.
So for example, you probably have a lot of married men who are, they have a fantasy about meeting... Cat, you know,
yeah.
and you're their naughty little secret. So they come and they become this this fantasy. So it's not real. I don't know if they think it's real, but like they're like they're having an online fantasy relationship with you. But it's up to you then if you want to cross those boundaries or not.
What would you say to men who are like wanting to do porn?
Really think about it. Think about what you want. So, because I get this a lot. A lot of people come to me and they want to start off in the porn industry, and I ask them all the same question. First of all, can you deal with everybody seeing your porn online? Because that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to see it.
Yep.
Then, what sort of porn do you want to do? Because a lot of people come and they say, like, well, I just want to fuck this. I just want to fuck that. I just want to shake this, that, and the other. Whether it's males or females or both. And I always tell them, that's not why you do porn.
Yeah.
Because porn is not like sex at home. I'm sorry to let a trade secret out, but it's not. You know? When you're making porn for an audience. It's entertainment. So you have to show on camera so you have to make sure they get a visual aspect of this sensual experience, rather than just on top fucking doing your thing or whatever, you know? So like in a closed bedroom, you will be doing your own thing. You wouldn't be caring about the camera. You wouldn't be trying to suck in your stomach and hold down your tensions and shit, you know?
And that's funny you say that, because I definitely have, like, even before when I've worked with guys, you can sniff it from a mile out when a guy is like a professional and when they're like, I'm doing this because I'm horny and I want to have sex and like meet women from doing this.
So here, you have two sides of the coin right here.
To be fair.
He's not even annoying.
Well, I mean, you want to shag men. Yeah.
I don't do anything off camera with anyone.
Yeah, no, that's the big thing.
I don't do anything off camera with any females.
Yeah. I mean, when you two walked in, you did start sucking each other off.
That was before. That was a follow-up. We hadn't finished in the hallway.
That was just fluffing.
Yeah. And I was just like, please carry on. No, that's a good, when guys are like, I mean, I haven't had this experience, but I know other girls, when they've had guys be like, oh, would you mind just sort of doing this, like, off camera, or,
and that's all right between the two people if they're both okay with it. Like, let's, because I have had people on camera between the two of them, they're like, look, I'll help you get hard or whatever, and if they're both okay with that, I'm okay with it.
I think it's less more help me get hard, but more like, oh, let's do a shag.
Yeah, forget the camera. Don't worry about turning the camera on.
Yeah, that's when it's like, what? Come on.
And also for me as well, if there's more than any professionalism between the two creators, the porn's gonna be shit. Because if you're both attracted, like, proper into each other, the porn is shit. Because you lose the fact.
I've seen girls that do this stuff as well off camera, and I don't work with them on camera normally because it's different.
Right.
So that's how you separate it. So when you are seeing them, you're in the same industry.
But yeah.
Like, the sex off camera is completely different with on camera.
Yeah.
And then you have a new wave of people. Sorry. I'm getting sick. I was looking at you. No, you have a new wave of people abusing the system. So what you have is you'll have simps, who want to fuck Kat. They'll contact you. Hi, Kat. I'm an OnlyFans creator. They've set up an OnlyFans account. They want to just collab with you. They have no interest in doing porn.
Yeah.
But they're using their status as an OnlyFans creator to fuck you.
Yeah.
You have that a lot now.
Yeah, I feel like the guys I've worked with they've been doing it a long time, and they're like professionals who, really? Yeah. But, because they only want to have sex with me because money, you know. No one wants. Lads, you have to be gay. A little bit.
No, we're straight.
No.
But, I mean, you're literally getting sucked off by guys.
Yeah, but there's a difference. So, I'm not physically sexually attracted to a male. Yeah, but okay. I can enjoy getting my dick sucked. Fucking, who doesn't?
But, you've got to get up.
Blowjob's a blowjob, isn't it?
A mouth is a mouth.
If a mouth starts sucking you off.
Yeah.
But.
Feels good. It's nice.
But you're okay to stick a rubber dildo in your ass.
See, so girls can get off over a
little
robot.
Yeah, but I fancy rubber things, so that's different.
Yeah, so girls can get off over a robot vibrating in them.
Yeah, but that's even because there's a person there. But when they start talking, they're like, yeah, but all right.
We can sit and watch porn while they're doing it. You still get the food in my.
I would literally stick my dick in anything. Legal.
But then would that not make you a bisexual?
It would if I was attracted to both male and female, definitely. But sex for me, being sexual is just an act. Like, it's just a form of pleasure.
So for me, the reason why I can do this on camera and not worry about it is because I can do it and not want to do it in my private life because I'm not attracted to men.
Look, sure.
Yeah, come on, lads. Come on. I want to see you fucking tell me.
I ain't taking the right size now. Of that, mate.
Come on. Let's do it. Yeah?
No, there's a difference. I think definitely, I'm not gay, but I can do stuff with men. Mm-hmm. Will I fuck a man? Probably. But I'm not gay.
Would you get fucked by a man?
Probably. How big is it? Like, I say probably. I'll tell you why I say probably. Because when I started doing porn 15 years ago, I would have been like, there is no way I'm getting sucked off by a man. That's gay.
That was me.
It's like, it's not for me, you know? And now I'm doing it like,
yeah.
And I love it. I love being sucked off. You know, I don't look at it.
It's one of your hobbies.
Yeah. And I don't just get sucked off by one man. I get sucked off by a group of men. But I'm not gay.
No. Just enjoy gay hobbies.
Just very easy going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're not gay. No. Pretty not even straight. A little bit.
Not even a little bit.
I think it's called a fluid. Yeah, because there's a straight line, there's a curved line.
Well, there's a lot of fluids flying everywhere when you're doing it.
You should see me. Yeah.
Do you think your loads are bigger when you get sucked off by a man?
No, it's when I get sucked up by a group of men.
It depends.
Really? It builds up like a big load?
Depends how much they edge me.
Really? Yeah.
I got edged for 4 hours. This guy wanked me off with oil for 4 hours. What? I finally calmed. Oh my God. I nearly passed out. I'm not even joking.
If someone's wanking you off for 4 hours, you must fall in love with them a little bit.
Yeah, we're married.
Like, you'd have eye contact and you'd be like,
no, sorry, this is different. This was the first one. I got blindfolded.
Watching Shawshank Redemption.
You fell asleep.
No, I watched Geordie Shore while I was being wanked off.
You were blindfolded and he whacked you off for 4 hours.
Because he was trying to focus on the different senses.
Like a tantric. Was it a tantric thing?
Yeah. And like he was teasing it and everything. And then like as I was going to come, he would say, tell me to stop. And then I would stop it. And then I would get so agitated. By the end, my balls are hurting that bad. He's like, okay, you can release that. Don't touch me, I'm sensitive.
And that's what all lads do, right? When they're together.
Of course.
Yeah.
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 There's nothing more gay than a group of straight guys together.
That's so fucking true.
It is so fucking true.
Yeah. I believe that. Yeah. Yeah, because they just talk, they're like, I'm not gay.
It's when there's no women around. Yeah. When there's women around, egos come into play. When there's no women around.
And.
Have you seen a group of gay guys? Oh, let's see who can take the biggest whip. They'll slap each other on the arse. Who can take it hardest?
Yeah, rugby lads, they are very gay.
You guys in the changing room. Just see what they get up to.
Do you all suck each other off in the gym changing room?
I mean, I've never been that far in the gym changing room.
No?
Not football, but...
What about pure gym, do they do?
No. That was for a discount, that was that one.
Right, okay. I do have this image as a girl that like men in the change... Like women in change room, we just kind of cover up whatever. And I feel like, I feel like men's changing room, there's just like... Yeah, and you're like slapping each other around the faces with your cocks and stuff. And like,
putting your balls on their head.
That's what I imagine pure gym is like.
That is,
in the changing room.
Pretty much.
Oh, I think that's an image that I'll sleep well thinking about tonight. But so we're going to take this off camera and we're going to do a spit roast. Okay. So Anthony, you right filming that?
Sure. I'm going to triple.
Okay. Yeah. All right, if you open the windows and, lads, where are you going? No. Oh. Oh. That has happened again. Bye, guys.